We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Mets got a victory last night against the Miami Marlins in a game in which they didn't exactly play well, to put it nicely. Led by J.D. Davis's defense. It actually started with Wilson Ramos's defense right out of the gate. Steven Matz strikes out Miguel Rojas. He's off to a great start. And Ramos did his best Travis d'Arnaud imitation.
And I got to tell you, I'm watching the game. I got the Met game on, and my lovely wife, Terry, of course, watching the game with me. And I said, you know, strikes. She goes, what's going on? He goes, he just struck out. He said, yeah, but he didn't catch the ball. Went all the way back, and yeah. He gets first base because you got to catch the ball to complete the strikeout. She goes, oh. And I go, I guarantee. And I said to my wife, I said, guaranteed, write it down. Remember, I'm telling you right now, hope I'm wrong. This will cost them a run at least.
No doubt.
Bingo. Two outs later, Starlin Castro hits one to, you know, the moon, and it cost them two runs.
No doubt. And you knew that when J.D. Davis gets a tailor-made double play ball, and for whatever reason just lollipops the third
Robinson.
And he
Robinson did it twice. He got away with it the first time.
Got away with it the first time, did not get away with it the second time.
No,
they didn't play a good game. They played a sloppy game.
And also, right after that, too, Lagares in that same inning – has the guy dead to rights at third base.
Yep.
And similar to the situation with Sanchez and Torres, you know, a perfect one-hop throw, Davis doesn't catch the ball.
Yeah.
And that cost them a run.
I got a big problem with official scores. I mean,
I know, and they gave the error, like they gave the error to Sanchez, they gave the error to Lagares.
Yeah, if you watch the Mets and the Yankees, you know who the errors truly should be on.
No question about it.
But they gave it to the throw, even though both throws were fine. But here's the good news. When you play the Miami Marlins, and in the Yankees' case, when you play the Tigers, two teams that are going nowhere fast, you can sometimes overcome your mistakes. And the Mets were able to do that. And the stunning thing to me was Juan Lagares hitting a game-time home run.
To opposite field, no less.
Right.
Right field.
So that was sort of stunning. The thing that sort of bothered me, I'm curious what you thought about this. In the ninth inning with the game tied, they get a leadoff hit.
Yeah, Dominic Smith that went against the shift.
That's right.
He went against the shift. Hey, he's been good so far. Really good.
And that's great to see. And anytime someone gets a hit through the shift that way, ground ball,
no doubt.
Kind of a little bit of left to second base, it's a beautiful thing. So Dom Smith, who's done everything you could ask for.
Indeed.
While not starting a game, too.
Right.
Comes through with a base hit. And then you've got Mickey Callaway asking Juan Lagares to bunt.
With two strikes on him.
Well, no. That he did on his own.
Oh, is that true?
That he did on his own. Yes.
Is that what Callaway said?
Yeah, so we can blame Lagares for that.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I didn't even like bunting to begin with. I know Juan Lagares isn't a great hitter, but I don't want to give away an out to put a runner on second base with one out.
Especially the way Nimmo is swinging a bat right now. I mean, Nimmo is just a strikeout machine
and
right
now. And that's the guy. See, when they had first and second, nobody out, lay down a bunt.
And you're right. And I never love bunting that much. But in that spot, after that crazy play where Lagares gets hit trying to bunt, which was very close, by the way.
Sure.
I mean, it sounded like it hit the bat, whatever. The Mets got the call. They even reviewed it, yada, yada. And they got a break on it. But, you know, I'm like, are you kidding me? Nimmo has struck out like 10 times already this year. And you're not bunting with Nimmo here?
He's a guy
I was
with.
Stunned. And he struck out.
And just even more so than the way guys are performing, because obviously you're right, Nimmo's been striking out all the time. Lagares got the game-tying hit on Sunday.
And the team struck out 16 times last night, too.
Yeah, they weren't facing Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg anymore.
No.
And they're facing Caleb Smith and Nick Anderson and Tyler Kinley.
Whoever they were.
And Drew Steckenrider.
Right.
You know, guys like that. But just situational. Runner on first, nobody out. I don't love giving away an out.
Yeah.
First and second, nobody out. I get it. You can advance guys to second and third. They're not going to walk Rosario to get to Alonso.
Right.
So you're giving Ahmed Rosario that opportunity. But much like last year during the 12-game run the Mets had, I remember this about last year. I felt Mickey Callaway was screwing up constantly, but the Mets were overcoming it every time.
I completely agree.
And it feels the same way.
I agree.
It feels like Mickey Callaway is a terrible manager.
Yes.
And the Mets are overcoming it, so there's going to be a portion of Mets fans that say, Joe, Evan, shut up. They're winning. No,
I'm
not
going to
shut up. Is
he really managing the team, or is Riggleman managing the
team? Well, then Riggleman's terrible, too.
Well, whoever, the combination of the two is not getting it done, even though they are 3-1. So, like you said, they're overcoming the bad managing.
But eventually you don't. You know?
No.
Eventually, you don't. Now, do I think this team should be better than last year's team? Yes. Yes, I do. They're a deep team.
Yes, they are.
They're a deep team.
Yes. They got a lot of young guys on this team. You know, for some, there's this idea that the Mets are a young team. I mean, outside of really Robbie Cano, this is a young team.
Well, look at yesterday's game. Look at who played for
Wilson
the New York
Ramos.
Mets.
He's not young.
Ramos isn't young, but he's also not, you know, a dinosaur.
Right.
He's in the middle.
And he got two more hits yesterday, although he did hit into a big double play, or at least it looked like it was a big double play at the time.
Get used to that. Ramos hits the ball on the ground with guys on base.
He can't run.
It's a double play.
Yeah.
But outside of Cano, J.D. Davis is relatively young.
Yep.
McNeil's not that young, but from an experience standpoint,
he's still young.
He's not 22.
But he's 25, right?
No, he's 27.
Is he that old?
Yeah.
No, he's not 35.
No, you're right. He's young. Yeah. He's just not.
Alonso, obviously, is 23, 24, whatever he is. Rosario is young.
No, they're a young team.
Nimmo is young. Conforto is still young. They're a young team.
They're younger than I think we give them credit for.
Yes.
But a lot of that is because the older guys are hurt. Jed Lowry and Todd Frazier.
And Cespedes.
And Cespedes are old. They're not playing.
Right. Right.
And that's the fun thing about this team. They are a deep team. Now, that
no
I do like.
About it. Yep.
And I was even saying this to you before the show. Dom Smith has earned a start. Now, that doesn't mean I would sit Pete Alonso. It just means I would tell Brandon Nimmo, you get another off day, and we're going to stick Dom Smith in the outfield. Mm-hmm. Because even though Dom Smith is not an outfielder, I get it. He's a better defensive first baseman than Alonso. Dom Smith has earned a start. The guy has done everything you could ask for over the first four games of the season. He's hitting against the shift. He's drawing walks. Mm-hmm. He plays good defense at first base.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit Alonso because obviously last night he hits that bomb of a three-run home
run. Alonso's got to play.
So I want to play him.
Absolutely.
But
McNeil's got to play. You and I agree with you. You and I have talked about this off the air. I'm 100% with you on this. Two guys I want to see in the lineup every day, and that's McNeil and Alonso.
No doubt.
Every day.
Yeah, and I think Robbie Cano, you should be judicial giving him a couple off days.
And Robbie's, you know, he hasn't looked great at the plate. I mean, he had a solid opening day. He got a couple hits on Sunday, but he struck out like three or four times last night. He hasn't gotten off to a great start.
No. He was 0 for 5 yesterday with four strikeouts and a bunt ground out.
Right.
In which he was not moving very quickly after he laid that bunt down.
No.
I'm thinking, Robbie, boy, you're really going to have to push that to no man's land to beat it out. But it's weird to think that the Mets right now are without Todd Frazier, without Jed Lowry, and they've got a lot of guys where we're debating who should play and who shouldn't play. They are a deep team. I thought Steven Matz pitched a quality game.
Yeah, he was
solid. Strikes.
He was solid.
Made a couple of mistakes.
The defense didn't help him, but, I mean, he was solid.
Yeah, and Edwin Diaz gave us your first adventure. Load the bases with nobody out.
Unbelievable.
And then strike out the next three guys.
Your guy comes in a non-safe situation, and how often do we see that kind of stuff happen? Although we as Met fans are well versed in the, you know, cringeworthy ninth inning.
Oh, we're experts on it.
We've been through the wars. We can start listing guys with that.
Of course.
You know.
Aroldis Chapman, I think, threw fewer pitches than Edwin Diaz put guys on base yesterday in getting his save.
Right.
Now, that was the other thing that annoyed me. Why go to him in a non-save situation?
Yeah. Why?
I think you want to save your bullets. The Mets play today. They play tomorrow.
They
play
Gazelman
Thursday.
Gazelman was warming up to it. He could have put Gazelman in a game.
Yeah, and if Gazelman runs into trouble, then you go to Edwin Diaz.
Then you go to Diaz, right.
So I didn't think that that was a great move either, but the Mets won, and they're off to a nice start.
Yep.
They're 3-1. And I tweeted this earlier, and I really feel this way, and 3-1 is not 11-1. But no matter how well the Mets play over the first month, I'll be happy.
Right.
But I am very cautious after what happened last year.
When they're 15 games over 500 at the trade deadline, I'll feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I'll say, okay, we don't have to worry about 11-1.
Yeah. I don't know what the line is. I don't know if it's the All-Star break. I don't know if it's earlier. I don't know if it's just a feeling.
Well, I'm saying
you'll
the All-Star break.
You may get that feeling earlier, though.
Right.
Wouldn't stun me if it's the middle of June.
I said the trade deadline. But the All-Star game, if they're 15 games over 500, I think we're all feeling pretty good.
Then you'll feel better.
Right.
But good for Pete Alonso. He's off to a great start. What I loved about yesterday is he starts his performance 0 for 4, strikes out a couple of times, and then in the ninth inning he hits that bomb of a home run.
And the center fielder, who's it? What's his name?
Lewis Brinson, yeah.
He didn't even move.
Yeah, why bother?
It was long gone.
I'm thinking that on opening day Thursday, unless crazy things happen over the next 2 days, Pete Alonso will get the second biggest ovation behind Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, he's going to get a huge ovation.
On opening day.
Here's Lagares' home run. We got MLB Network on.
That was stunning.
Going to right field, Nolan.
Yeah, got a 2-0 fastball. and went the other way. Juan Lagares has had two big hits over the last 2 days. The game-tying hit and obviously the game-tying home run. And Alonso's bombed the center.
There it is. We're just seeing it.
And don't you miss that ugly sculpture?
You know what? No. I do miss it, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, who said it last night? Was it Gary that said it, or was it Keith that said it?
No, Gary said he misses it.
Yeah, because it's so Miami. He's right about that.
Stop it.
But it is.
So Miami. Yeah, pathetic? Okay, fine.
It's Miami.
It's horrible looking.
All right. Jeter took care. They're all the Yankees today. You got Mattingly, Jeter, Posada. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? Who else they got there?
Oh, there's Yankees all over the place.
I mean, you want to say Stalin Castro. He wasn't a Yankee too long.
There's also a bunch of Mets there. Curtis Granderson, also a Yankee.
Neil
Walker, actually, they're all Yankees.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Granderson.
Yes.
Neil Walker.
Yes.
Starlin Castro.
Yes. They both got in a game last night, though.
They did, yeah. Derek Jeter, Jorge Posada. Yeah.
And Mattingly.
John Mattingly. And Caleb Smith. He actually pitched for the Yankees, too.
Yeah, I don't really count him.
I agree. It's tough to count him.
But it was funny. They showed they show upstairs in the booth where the owner's box or whatever it is, Jeter and Posada. I'm like, wow, look at this.
Look at them.
It's unbelievable.
They must be laughing, saying, you remember when we were baseball players? Look at us now. We own this garbage team with 6,000 people.
But who
cares?
We got all this money.
Exactly.
Was there 6,000 in the
building? That's what they announced.
It sounded like mostly Met fans, too.
So if you take away the Met fans, what was it, 2,000?
Yeah, there was nobody there.
Craziness.
And didn't they say, by the way, going back to the home run sculpture, didn't they say they're going to put it on? They're going to rebuild it and put it in outside the left field wall?
Yeah, they're moving it somewhere.
Right.
That's fine. Stick whatever you want out there. What are they going to have, a statue for Jeff Conine? I mean, what are they going to do? They should, though.
Josh Beckett?
Yeah, they should. Actually, they should. Beckett tagging out Posada. That's my image of that World Series. Jorge Posada made that last out. Yeah. No, he wasn't on that team.
No, who did? When the first
one. Oh, the first one, 97.
Well,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Renteria getting the game-winning hit.
Renteria and Beckett. There they are.
Those are cool statues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.